Morning Watch, The Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 12, Life and Blessing Under the Government of God, Monday, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 16. See, I have put before you today life and good, and death and evil. If you obey the commandments of Jehovah your God, which I am commanding you today, to love Jehovah your God, and walk in his ways, and keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, then you will live and multiply, and Jehovah your God will bless you in the land which you are entering to possess. Psalms chapter 36, verse 9a. For with you is the fountain of life. John chapter 5, verse 26. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he gave to the Son to also have life in himself. 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 12. And this is the testimony, that God gave to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. Romans chapter 8, verses 2, 10, and 11. Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. Verses 10 through 11. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Revelation 22:1. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the middle of its street. Morning Nourishment. The children of Israel not only enjoyed the oracle of God, they were also saturated with the fatness of God's house. God's house refers to the temple, which was the continuation and enlargement of the tent of meeting. In Psalm chapter 36, verse 9, the psalmist goes on to say, "With you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light." This verse is also related to the temple. Only in the temple could God's people enjoy the fountain of life. Furthermore, it was in the temple that they could see light in God's light. This is an indication that the essence of the oneness of God's children is life and light. According to God's economy, the one who trusts in God is like a tree planted by water, signifying God as the fountain of living waters. The tree grows beside the river by absorbing all the riches of the water into it. This is a picture of God's dispensing. In order to receive the divine dispensing, we as the trees must absorb God as the water. Today's reading. Life, Zoe, is eternal. Eternal means immortal. 1 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, "The life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us." Then Psalm chapter 90 verse 2b says, "Indeed, from eternity to eternity, you are God." Strictly speaking, all lives that are mortal are not life. The real life is immortal and eternal. And this real life is God himself, because God is from eternity to eternity. God is eternal, so only God himself is the real life. Life is God's content and God's flowing out. God's content is God's being, so life is God's inner being. God's flowing out is the impartation of himself as life to us. In Revelation 22:1, we see the river of water of life flowing out from the throne of God. This is God's flowing out. Life is God's content, His inner being, and life is God flowing out into us and being imparted into our being. Life is Christ. Christ is the embodiment of God who is life. Colossians 2:9 says that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily. God as life is embodied in Christ, and Christ is the expression of God. John chapter 1 verse 18 says that no one has ever seen God, but the only begotten Son has declared Him. Then Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 shows that Christ is the effulgence of God's glory. This means that Christ is the expression of God, who is life. Finally, we need to point out that life is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the reality of Christ. The Son is the embodiment of the Father, and the Spirit is the reality of the Son. Romans chapter 8 verse 2a uses the term the Spirit of life, and 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6b says that the Spirit gives life. Thus, the Holy Spirit today is the Spirit of life who gives life to us. We must stress that the Spirit in the New Testament has two aspects. On the one hand, He is the Spirit of power. On the other hand, He is the Spirit of life. Life is the triune God dispensed into us and living in us. The Father is the source, the Son is the course, and the Spirit is the flow. The triune God is dispensed into us in His divine Trinity and is now living within us. Corporate reading of The Christian Life, Chapter 15, Sections: Being conformed to the death of Christ by the power of His resurrection in the fellowship of His sufferings, paragraphs 28 through 32.